USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A plane crash near a General Mills plant in Covington, Georgia overnight. Police say there are no survivors on board. Captain Ken Malcolm with the Covington Police Department on Fox 5 Atlanta.
According to witnesses, they believe the plane was having trouble gaining altitude. They could hear that there was engine trouble. Suddenly the plane veered to the right and immediately came straight down.
After 3 months since leaving office, Honduras President Juan Orlando Hernandez was extradited to the United States on Thursday to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Hernandez abused his position as president of Honduras from 2014 through 2022 to operate the country as a narco state. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Mike Tyson was involved in an altercation with a fellow passenger on an airplane Wednesday night, and the former heavyweight champion says the flurry of punches came in response to both verbal and physical harassment. On Thursday, Tyson's representatives reported the man Tyson punched was extremely intoxicated and would not leave the 55-year-old alone. Tyson also claims the man threw a water bottle at him. As a half dozen large wildfires continue to grow in Arizona and New Mexico, firefighters are bracing for the return of the ferocious winds in the southwest after a slowing allowed them to attack the flames from the air for the first time in days. Preston Mercer, a fire specialist in the Coconino National Forest, takes a minute with the Associated Press.
Well, this fire is 100% a wind-driven fire, and most of the fires we get in northern Arizona are wind-driven fires. Typically, we catch the fires after the wind dies down, you know, once the wind event goes away. In the springtime, sometimes we get 5-, 6-, 7-day wind events, and that's what we're seeing here.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Last weekend, TED TV sat down with Elon Musk to discuss the future and why we all should be excited about it.
I think in general, there's a lot of discussion of like this problem or that problem, and a lot of people are sad about the future and that they're pessimistic. And I think this is not great. I mean, we really want to wake up in the morning and look forward to the future. We want to be excited about what's going to happen. Mm. And life cannot simply be about sort of solving one miserable problem after another. I am not one of the doomsday people, which may surprise. I actually think we're on a good path. But at the same time, I want to caution against complacency. So long as we are not complacent, as long as we have a high sense of urgency about moving towards a sustainable energy economy, then I think things will be fine.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is among five people named Thursday as recipients of the John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award for acting to protect democracy. Zelensky was chosen because of the way he has marshaled the spirit, patriotism, untiring sacrifice of the Ukrainian people in a life-or-death fight for their country. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.